Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm He Jian.
I'm 爱新觉罗贝。The State Council Information Office released a white paper today titled The Belt and Road Initiative, a key pillar of the global community of shared future. The white paper said that over the past decade, China has signed deals with more than 150 countries and 30-plus international organizations under the initiative. 张月has the story.
Cong Liang, the Deputy Director of the National Development and Reform Commission, said that 10 years on, China has yielded tangible and substantial achievements with the participating countries of the Belt and Road Initiative. Cong said that a number of landmark infrastructure connectivity projects have been completed, including the China-Laos Railway, the Jakarta-Bandung High-Speed Railway, the Hungary-Serbia Railway, and the Piraeus Port.
China-Europe freight trains have established a new logistics channel between Asia and Europe. An international shipping route network under Silk Road Shipping has spread all over the world. Based on a framework comprising 6 corridors, 6 routes, and multiple countries and ports, a multi-tiered and multidimensional infrastructure network is taking shape.
The official also said since the China-Laos Railway opened in December 2021, a total of over 20.9 million trips have been made, and 25.36 million tons of cargo has been transported via the railway as of early September. A total of 25 provinces in China have opened international freight trains on the China-Laos Railway that reaches Laos, Thailand, Myanmar, Malaysia, Cambodia, Singapore, and other countries, significantly increasing economic and trade exchanges between China and ASEAN.
Infrastructure plays an important role in promoting global economic growth and boosting development across every country.Since the initiative was proposed in 2013, Laos has been transformed from a landlocked country to a land-linked hub, the Maldives has its first cross-sea bridge, Indonesia has its first high-speed railway, and East Africa has its first cross-border electrified railway.
Officials also said representatives from 130 countries, as well as 30 international organizations, will participate in the upcoming Belt and Road Forum for International Cooperation in Beijing this month.
张月沙来福。The index that measures the operational health of Chinese small and medium-sized companies rose during the third quarter of this year compared to the previous quarter. 雷淑安 has more.
The China Small and Medium Enterprises Development Index came in at 89.2 in the 3 months ending September the 30th, showing some contraction, but still up from 89 in the second quarter and 88.3 in the third quarter of 2022. The numbers are based on survey results and announced yesterday by the China Association of Small and Medium Enterprises. A mark above 100 indicates expansion.
With the introduction of a series of policies and their effects showing, the index returned to an upward trend in the third quarter, higher than that of the same period in 2022 and approaching the highest point in 2 years.
The Macroeconomic Sentiment Index, which reflects SMEs' confidence in future development, rose 0.5 point to 98.9 in the third quarter.
The demand from the e-commerce logistics segment shows an increase and it is maintaining rapid growth. This indicates that the willingness of residents to consume is gradually increasing.
The association added that smaller businesses still face problems due to the complex economic environment as a result of fierce market competition, rising business costs, declining efficiency, and tight capital. Lei Shuai Money Talks.
The United Nations said yesterday that nearly 140,000 people in Gaza were now sheltering in sites run by an aid agency for Palestinians. The UN expressed growing concerns about humanitarian needs in Palestinian areas as Israel increases its military response and blockades Gaza. Zhang Yue has more.
Israel had announced a total blockade on Gaza, including a ban on admission of water, food, electricity, and fuel.Gaza, as one of the world's most water-stressed regions, relies on Israel for nearly 50% of water resources and about two-thirds of its electricity. Experts say the bombing and destruction of Gaza's already weak infrastructure will make matters worse and more disease will follow. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres yesterday expressed concerns over a complete siege of the Gaza Strip and called for humanitarian aid to be provided in the region.
And I urge all sides and the relevant parties to allow United Nations access to deliver urgent humanitarian assistance in the Gaza Strip.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan yesterday had a phone call with his Israeli counterpart Isaac Herzog and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. He said Turkey would continue its efforts to end the conflicts and ensure permanent peace in the region. Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov met with head of the Arab League, Ahmed Aboulkhouatem, yesterday. He said that the Palestinian problem should not be delayed further. Russia and the Arab League would work to stop the bloodshed in Israel and Gaza. 张悦，上海 Live。